The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'll turn it inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Welcome back to episode 93 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tomo Huzzah blah blah. Outro of the episode. This is good enough, I think, for today. But okay, we are all over the world. We jump around. We talk about. We dance around. We shenan again here and there, and today we do it in Suva, Fiji, finally, Henry!
Yay! Fiji, Fiji, Fiji.
Fiji, Fiji. Tell the lore though, because otherwise there's no context, but there is lore for us for Fiji.
We want to go to Fiji. Yay!
Fiji, Fiji, Fiji.
Oh, isn't that what it came down to?
Well, it came after the South China saga, and then the no work saga, and then 5-year plan of meeting in Fiji when ultimately we have to become coconut farmers.
Well, we're there for it. We're not about at the end of the 5 years yet, people. But we're working towards it, you know.
Well, you found a job. So for you already, you don't have to be there in 5 years. Me, however...
The job is just so that I can be there in 5 years. Could I get my coconut farming degree, Rudy?
That's true. You're not really trained in the handling those nuts as I am, so.
Yeah, so it doesn't come as naturally to me as it does to you.
Yeah.
Especially nuts that big. That's more of a Rudy thing. But yeah, you know, everyone goes at their own pace, as they say.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, we're excited to be here. And on that note, I would like to mention a beef of the week that I have with Fiji. Not with Fiji, but about Fiji. And that's specifically regarding ads about going to Fiji here in Australia. Because they all say Fiji, they all pronounce it Fiji. And it really grinds my gears time.
I think this is the second time I've heard here about this story. I don't know if on the podcast,
have
but
I mentioned
heard this
on the podcast.
Before. I don't know if it was on the podcast, but you mentioned it to me with Fiji.
Yes, I have. That must have been when it was very in season. Like in the winter, you get a lot of ads to go abroad to where it's sunny down here, which makes sense. But they always say Fiji, and I'm just sitting there shaking my fist to the sky saying, no. And that's kind of it. Then I just continue on with my day.
Yeah. Well, not everybody has the means to, how to say this, have some decency to pronounce a place like that properly.
So true.
This land of gods. This promised land, if you will. Apparently is now in shambles, but you'll find out through the article I did.
Rudy has been teasing me with saying that it's all gone to hell.
Well, because
so
for me,
very curious.
For me, it was personally like, I was sad because I always looked at Fiji as this like cool place and, you know, I want to go. And then a friend of mine, who basically in his free time does investigative journalism, as it turns out, basically came up, was like, if you're going to talk about Fiji, you have to talk about this one thing. And then the thing that he showed me is shambolic.
Okay. I mean, look, nowhere is perfect, you know.
But Henry, this is horrible. This is terrible. Okay. This is no bene.
I have no idea. This is very theoretical, this entire conversation. I don't know where it's going, and you do, and the audience doesn't yet either, so I guess we'll see. In the meantime, I guess this won't be in my facts portion then, this terrible thing, because I didn't find anything that crazy, but I'll just go into the facts of the situation. So, Rudy, Fiji is one of the biggest oceanic island nations. Not quite as big as Australia. Australia's a touch bigger, and so is New Zealand. But it is, you know, in terms of all the islands and stuff, it's quite large. It has almost 1 million in population, which actually was a lot more than I thought that they would have. So that's
pretty
cool.
They fit there?
That's what I'm saying. It was settled by Polynesian travelers who island hopped from island to island using advanced navigation techniques. Have you ever read about this, Rudy?
I mean, passingly, I've heard like I've seen videos and stuff like that, but not this particular story, maybe.
I don't have many details, and I promise you I won't ask a question about it later in the episode, but I think it's a very fascinating topic that is worth looking into if you're at all interested in navigation. It's a pretty cool to imagine what those lads and ladies were capable of doing on their like little boats without modern tech.
That's pretty crazy. They found it's all their way about around. Like wayfinding, right?
Yes.
We're navigating by the stars.
Yes. I mean, I think it's just pretty cool if you think about it. Now, Suva is the largest city and the capital of Fiji. It's located on the south coast of the largest island, Viti Levu, and the second largest island, which is also quite well known, but is a bit more remote, is Vanua Levu. Now, really important, or how do I say this? Well-known things to do on Fiji are many things such as beach activities, snorkeling, diving, surfing, and maybe most importantly, relaxing. I'm glad that you found that funny.
He said it by pointing it in camera.
Yes. I'm trying to gesture, keep it 3D, as they say.
You are nothing but a 2D picture on my screen right now, but yes.
Well, that's why we try to make it 3D. You know, if I do I move towards the camera.
Oh yeah, look, and a finger goes out through my camera. I keep it 3D, and then they're like, what the fuck?
Next time I'm just going to have Sid sitting behind your computer so that it can extend the pointing gestures that I do.
That's kind of creepy. I just imagine now him like crouched, like basically behind my laptop, and suddenly hands come out of the laptop sides.
Yes, and he's not allowed to acknowledge you while he's sitting there.
He's just...
Anyway, most importantly, it's only about a 5-hour flight from me. So how's that for
and
a
it's about
flight?
A 25-hour flight from me.
Yes, well, come over is all I'm saying.
On my way, packing my bags as we speak. Actually, that's what Sid is doing. You just don't see him out of the camera. I couldn't pay all for his ticket, so he's packing himself in a bag.
I mean, that's pretty good. I feel like I've seen something on this before about mailing yourself, but I reckon it's probably, yeah, you probably die, right?
Yeah, there's no probably here, listeners, don't try to mail yourselves anywhere, you die, you definitely die.
Okay, how's this for an idea? You put on like a fursuit, and then when you go through the x-ray machine, they're like, oh, look, that's just like a plush, just a really big one in a suitcase.
You will look like a roadkill in a box.
Yes. I guess that's the goal, that they don't come check on you. Anyway.
Sure. I think we've had this conversation, how to smuggle things in and out of airports. I think we arrived to mattresses, which there turns out to be a very common thing. So honestly, we already peaked, I think, in that regard. So let's not degrade ourselves.
Okay. With inferior smuggling techniques.
Exactly. But what we will do is, if you'll allow us, to, well, we've been waiting for this. We've been expecting this. And this today might be the most shambolic and dire news that I will give you. But those are the news! Do you have one or two articles?
I've got, like, sort of two.
Okay, I'll start with the shambolic one and then we can pick it up from there. Because I have two, but the second one was the... So my integrity as a self-proclaimed journalist, or rather listener of journalism, proxy or friend, compels me to kill our dreams, Henry.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of Grace Road?
No.
So that's officially a company. South Korean company. That has a lot of things, like a whole chain of like ice cream parlors. They own supermarkets in Fiji and stuff. You will see them everywhere. Like, it's one of those, like, dominant brands there. Well, apparently, it's a fucking cult. And this is not me joking about it. It's not. It's like IRL cult. And it has taken over the whole island. And they can't get rid of them anymore.
Meaning what?
So the story goes, like, I'm not going to go through all of it because it's very well documented. There's been, there's an independent article or a Guardian article that my friend sent me. There's videos that people have made on this. But in short, there was a lady, a religious lady in South Korea, who traveled, I think, a bit around the world and got a bit radicalized and then came back preaching something that was, like, very deviated but still Christianity. But so it's all about, like, Judgment Day and stuff like that, right? And then she got to the point where she got some very, very serious, how do I say this, borderline human torture allegations on her and on her cult's doings. So what she does is she took all the money she had left, took the cult people at the time, it was 400 or something, and shipped them all to Fiji. And in Fiji, however, she bought land, started a plantation or whatever, and built up a business that now is fully, like, integrated. Basically, like, she's buying up local authorities and stuff like that. They can't get rid of her anymore. So this cult owns Fiji.
Okay. That's a lot less worse than I thought you were gonna go.
That's how is this not bad?
Like, okay, it's not good, but it's not like it's an indictment on Fiji. You were saying it like it was like this is a problem of Fiji that's gonna be like terrible, but it's like a problem in Fiji. If you know what I mean.
I would argue that this is pretty dire.
I wouldn't say it's not dire, but here's what we can do, Rudy. We start a counter cult. Sure.
That was my question. What are we going to do about it? That was going to be my question. How do we start a cult within the cult?
Well, you know, first of all, coconut farming, that sounds like a cult of itself already, to be honest.
Sure. Pitch it to me, brother.
I think we just go out there, farm some coconuts and be like, yo, dude, this is what Jesus wants you to do, man.
Jesus, I know him. Me and him, tight. He's also a nut fondler.
Yeah. just by the pure positivity and spirit of coconut farming, we, you know, become big business moguls. We buy up all the local, like, shops and stuff. And then we slowly drive them out of business. And then, yeah, that's kind of it. Then we send them packing, right?
That's true.
And then
how do we ensure that we don't become radicalized and don't become the villains?
I'm impossible to radicalize, really.
Would you sell yourself out for the return of Eternal Return free on Steam?
Would I sell myself out for that becoming a success?
Yes.
What counts as selling out?
So he's already thinking about it.
That's not being radicalized, though. That's just being bought. I didn't say I couldn't be bought. If you give me a, you know, what you know, give me a situation. What would have to happen that this...
You have to start believing in Allah, and then the game becomes a success.
I just don't think that's a realistic goal because I'm not religious in any sense.
I don't care about what you think. This is the situation. What do you do?
I wouldn't do anything. Like, I don't know. I feel like you can't just tell me to start believing.
You can lie to yourself and to the rest of the world, but we all know the truth. Mashallah, brother. We will see you. We will see you in the... I actually don't know the equivalent of church for Muslims.
Mosque?
There you go.
Maybe I'm already there.
Well, behind you is a white wall, so you might actually be.
Look, all I'm saying is that I feel like saying you must now believe in God is just not actionable. You know, that doesn't give me an action plan that I can follow. Versus making people coconut farmers.
What do you mean there's no action plan? All these religions, they have one book, Henry. There's Bible for Christianity, there's Quran for Muslims, I think, right?
Right, but if I'm reading this shit, like, if someone gives me the book
and
says...
if you're gonna do it properly, you're not gonna be calling it this shit. That's the first rule for you, Henry.
Look, what I'm saying is, if someone gives me a book and, like, you must now believe, and then I read through this, I would just be reading, like, this is garbage, this is bullshit, you know? It's probably boring on top of that.
Okay. Back to the topic, how do we start a cult within a cult and save our land of dreams?
So, you coconut farm still, that's still the goal. And maybe if we build up our forces, we can all grab a coconut and then bonk one other person from the cult over the head with it. If we outnumber them, then we out-bonk them and then they're gone.
Oh, yeah, a proper bonkage war. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Because
what they're gonna do, I think all the chains they have is like bibimbap and stuff like that. It's all Korean food. They don't have any hard stuff there. It's all noodles, but we're gonna throw them with the proper cannonballs.
Exactly. They're not gonna see it coming because they only have the soft foods.
How about, Henry, we siege Fiji? We don't let these fucks out and we smoke about.
I feel like that sounds pretty destructive, Rudy.
No. We don't do anything to the island. We just don't let the cult because it's a lady. I haven't seen her face, but surely you can tell by somebody's face that they're a cult leader. Probably dependent on the white robe she walks around in, I assume, but I've seen enough movies, I know how this works.
So you just contain them on the island, but then we can't go.
Well, at some point they'll try to run, right? Like rats from a sinking ship.
Would they?
They would. And when they do, there are we tightening the noose for justice.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess in conclusion, Rudy, I'm happy to say that this is not the scandal that I thought you were going to bring up. You know, there's cults everywhere.
Okay, we made light fun of it. But like, honestly, okay, for listeners at home, we made light fun of it. But if you will actually go and look at the article... Just know that we are aware of the gravity of the situation. And for you, Henry, it is really bad.
Okay, well, I guess I can't say too much on it because I haven't read about it. But
yeah.
There's cults everywhere is all I'm saying. That's my take.
That's so true. One of them being Eternal Return free on Steam. The other one is called Overwatch and Blizzard. You know, like some people go play that willingly. Fucking dumb skinheads, all I say. But
well, some are just not as destructive as others. Anyway, my article, which is a lot less exciting, is the government in talks to relax tax for tourists.
Oh,
how's that, Rudy? How's that for a positive outcome?
That falls into my category of relaxing.
Yes. So have you heard of departure tax, Rudy? Because I have not until I read about this
today.
What
tax?
Departure tax.
No.
So it's basically a tax that you pay upon leaving the country. See,
what?
I think, yes. So this tax is usually included within like airline tickets already. So you don't like pay it separately. But apparently this also exists in Australia. So they're talking about, because this tax has increased over the years, becoming more expensive. They're talking about stopping that increase because it might affect tourism, right? But here's my thought. If you go in and just don't leave, you don't have to pay that tax. Right?
Henry, it almost sounds like something a cult would do. Doesn't it?
Well, like make you pay to leave? Yeah, I guess it does.
Because they always say that like once you're in it, you can't really leave it, right? Because it's like hard or something.
Yeah. I guess you're right, Damn. Really. I didn't think of it that way.
Damn.
But
this shit is becoming more elusive the more we think about it. But don't you stray away from hope, Watson. We can still crack this case.
Well, I was just thinking if we just stay, then you don't have to pay the tax, and then you've sort of like beaten them at their own game.
You're onto something. We just have to stock up for a couple of years. And listen, listen, people, when Globally Local FM inevitably, after years and years, runs dry on countries and places to do, the next podcast is going to be reporting from the field. Locally Cult FM.
where we will have infiltrated
in a cult. For sure they will never find out that we're like releasing information about them and just like distributing broadcasting it across the world. And we're going to be in there slowly taking it down. And you know what? After that, Henry, I think that's the Nobel Peace Prize waiting for us.
Yeah, it looks like you've made a pretty solid 10-year plan for yourself and me in extension.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Since when are you an individual in this case?
You're already treating it like a cult, Rudy.
Well,
I'm glad
to
see that the training's paid off. Yeah. All right, Rudy, have you got another article?
Paragon of Honor is my article's name. A man ran a traffic light and almost hit the residently placed police officer. For that, naturally, he's facing charges. However, this situation was made worse by said man. Henry, how do you think he made it worse?
So, okay, recap, he ran into a police officer?
So, you know, when sometimes in, like, countries, they still have that thing of, like, in the center of a big crossroads, there's a man who's showing you where to drive and what directions to take. So this man almost runs over that guy who's standing in the middle. So he's gonna face charges. What does he do now?
He tells him, you shouldn't have stood there, buddy. It's a busy intersection. You should have known better.
That's so true, but what if he answers, that's my job? But then what does he do then?
Then you say, but you know, it's dangerous. Someone could run you over. Like, watch this. And then he runs him over.
No, the correct answer is, then the man who's facing charges is trying to bribe the guy who he almost ran over. How much do you think he offers in the bribe?
In which currency?
Dollars.
I don't know, a cheeky tenner?
Less.
Five?
Yes. So just imagine. This is why I wrote this down, because I was like, who the fuck in the right mind? There's a guy standing there, almost gets run over. He's a police officer, so you're like, fuck, how do I get out of this? Buy yourself some lunch, I guess. It's on me. Don't worry about it. Gives a $5 note.
Yeah, I feel like that's just not worth the effort. Like, just don't. Just take it on the chin, you know? The whatever fine.
But now
you get
he's
for
facing
that.
Double charges.
Well, maybe he could try bribing the judge. Let's see how that goes.
Just all the way up the chain. Somebody must take this $5 bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't imagine being like a person that directs traffic. First of all, I don't think I've ever seen that, but like actually
I've seen it
doing
once. I don't
that.
remember in what context, but it was in one country I've seen it once.
Pretty scary stuff. I feel like you would just feel like you're gonna die the whole shift.
No, I mean, if people are doing properly, they never drive over the center of this crossroads, right?
Yeah, it takes one like maniac to be a little bit a bit
I
quirky.
mean, back in the day when that was a common practice, it also was like, how do I say this? There were less cars. First of all, and I think sometimes they even had like in the center, like designated raised spots for those people to stand.
Okay,
What
but like
is the
even if
hardest
you're
for me is the constantly on your feet thing.
right.
Because they're like, imagine you can't even sit down because you have to start facing at some point in different directions, so you have to turn around. And if you have a
But they have
chair, you
like
have to just
standing
move with the
pads,
chair.
right?
I mean, I don't know. And I in pictures that you see from olden days, they just stand there most of the time.
Maybe they were built different at the time, potentially.
Yeah,
I
with
know
a
that
bit of coal
nowadays you
up
have
their
like,
ass.
well, yeah, important work equipment. But yeah, no, I know that like nowadays, if you have like a standing desk, for example, you have like a bit of a standing pad as well.
Yeah.
So, and I know, like, for example, at a big sporting event, they have these standing pads for people that stand a lot. So, anyway, Rudy, I've got one quick article for you. Fiji celebrates World Radio Day. How's that for a celebration?
Whoa! We're right
So,
there on time then.
celebrating. Sorry?
We're right on time then.
Yes. So, celebrating World Radio Day since it's been 90 years since radio started broadcasting in Fiji. An influential figure of Fijian radio reflects on the impact, notes that it keeps the communities together and that it's an important technology that, you know, despite more and different media becoming available, radio stays important for the human touch and the spontaneous nature of the broadcast retains that feeling of community. And as a final send-off, he says, a special shout out to Rudy and Henry from the Globally Local FM podcast. They don't do real radio. And they aren't in Fiji, but since they have FM in their podcast title, I'd feel remiss to not shout them out. So,
We represent Fiji and we're gonna save you. You wait for us. We are the heroes you never asked for, but the heroes you'll get.
okay, yeah, let's see how that works. Chilling at the beach. The day is so beautiful. The sun is shining. The water is glistening and the birds are chirping away in the background. Nothing can ruin my day. Huh? Oh! Are you tired of getting concussed at the beach by falling coconuts? Try our spiked cocoa helmet. Just wear it over your face, and with the help of our ultra-revolutionary 3-in-1 technology, the helmet shades your face, spikes the coconut, and drains the coconut milk straight into your mouth. A day at the beach has never been this refreshing.
The Looney Tunes sound effects always get me. Oh, boom.
I was trying to find a faithful recreation of a coconut dropping on someone's head, but that turned out to be quite difficult.
No, I think this was perfect. I'd buy this spiky helmet and look like Bowser Jr.
Hell yeah, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing like getting the coconut milk strained straight into your mouth.
Mouth, I think, everywhere on your face.
Yeah, probably, but at least a little bit, and you know, it's a quick refresher.
Okay, so going into the local business, Henry, for my local business suggestion
Not
is
quite yet, sir. Let's first reflect
why
on what we've
not?
learned today.
Oh,
That's right, Ernie.
yeah.
Before you think that you can get away from it. Now, I'll start off with another thing that I didn't mention in this episode, but is a well-known fact about Fiji. What is the biggest sport on the island?
Rugby.
Very good, Rudy.
Ha! Let's get it, bitches!
All right, Rudy. What are the names of the largest islands?
I swear to fucking God, Henry. You said it. You couldn't even pronounce it. How am I to remember it?
I could pronounce it. And I do know these off the top of my head.
Well, I don't. They were long names that I don't remember.
It's Viti Levu and Vanua Levu. I would have. I expected you to know. This was a softball question already. I'll be honest.
Are you crazy? GeoGuessr has radicalized you. You think that common knowledge is this?
I thought you would know this one, honestly. Honestly.
Henry, what is the name of the block that I live on in Rezegne? That's a GeoGuessr question. That's a softball for you.
I don't know. That's way too specific.
That's right, it's Bucharest.
I could not have known that. I have told you that
multiple times because it's funny, because it is definitely not Bucharest, but it's called Bucharest.
I don't think you've ever told me that.
That was a softball and you lost the point there. I'll keep track.
Okay, I'll concede. I will learn more about Rezegne for next time.
You better.
Okay, Rudy, how long is the flight from Melbourne to Fiji?
5 hours.
Very good. And then, really, this is an open-ended question, but when will you be relaxing on the beaches of Fiji?
When will we be relaxing
on the beaches of Fiji?
When I get the equipment ready for us to take down a cult.
Yes, well, you know, knowing that that's now part of our mission, that does throw a bit of a spanner in the works, but
I'll throw in a spanner as well.
Well, that's important mission equipment, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy, your local business before I rudely cut you off.
For my local business suggestion is Moments Cafe, where you can ponder about your life's moments, even if they might be your last ones.
Okay, sounds lovely. My recommendation is the most renowned beach on the island, which is a bit of a drive away from Suva, but it's at Natadola Beach, known for crystal clear waters.
And then for radio suggestion, Life FM Fiji, stand for Life, Fuck Mary Fiji, most likely, or Life Fried Marinated Fiji, I don't know. But, yeah, that one.
Okay. I was listening into the radios and I honestly didn't love what was on offer. So, if you want to listen to something from the island, I recommend listening to Legend FM because you're a legend. And you can listen to just the regular pop tunes that you find anywhere else.
That's true. And so, thank you very much for listening, dear listeners, to episode 93 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah! And if you'd like to give us some feedback or some pointers on how to take down a cult, you can contact me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 000 is Rudy 000s. You can also give us feedback on Spotify. You can find Henry
farming coconuts in practice so far. Or, you know, every now and then I check my email at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
There you go. And without further ado, next week you'll see us
in Gothenburg in Sweden.
Yeah. We have to pick something up before we go to Fiji. But how do we outro this time? I'm scrambling, Henry.
Oh my God, look at all those coconuts raining down upon us.
It's a Cocomageddon.